The lightning-fast offensive by ISIS Islamist insurgents in northern Iraq appears to have caught the government in neighboring Turkey completely blindsided. The Turkish government has announced that at least 80 Turkish citizens have been basically taken hostage by the ISIS insurgents. Among them, at least 49 diplomats, security personnel, and civilians, including several children and women, who were surrounded and basically taken captive by ISIS insurgents at Turkey's consulate in the east of the northern city of Mosul. In addition to that, dozens of Turkish truck drivers who had been delivering fuel from Turkey to an Iraqi electric power plant near to Mosul. Now, the Turkish foreign minister has come out publicly issuing a warning, saying, quote, any harm done to any of our citizens will not go unanswered. The top Turkish leadership has also been holding crisis talks to try to figure out what to do. One of the methods, one of the strategies that they've taken is to try to reach out very quickly to Western allies. A phone call between the Turkish Prime Minister and the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, and also an appeal to allies in the NATO military alliance for an urgent meeting. Turkey, of course, a long-standing member of the NATO military alliance. But perhaps the biggest help to Turkey will be the Kurdistan Regional Government, the Kurdish security forces and intelligence units in the Kurdish-controlled north of Iraq, very close to Mosul, who in the past had been rivals of the Turkish government. Both sides have developed a close political and economic trading partnership, and the Kurds perhaps will be one of the biggest resources to help the Turks as they deal with this potentially enormous hostage problem now unfolding in the north of Iraq. Ivan Watson, CNN, Istanbul.